It's a wonderful day here on Access Cleveland. Grace Roberts with you. And we have a very special guest, Dr. Sherry Blake. Now, she's more commonly known as Dr. Sherry, Therapist to the Stars. You may have seen her. She's been featured all over TV. Recently, Braxton Family Values and our Real Housewives of Atlanta fans, the Real Housewives. Yes, she was featured recently counseling one of your favorite housewives, Portia, and her husband. But we'll talk more about that later. Dr. Sherry Blake is joining us. Welcome, Dr. Sherry. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, you are here for the Women's Fellowship Ministry from Lane Metropolitan CME Church on June 8th, an evening with Dr. Sherry. Tell us all about it.
Oh, I am looking so forward to Cleveland. I can't wait, and I hope all your listeners will come out because we're going to have a lot of fun. The conference is a women's conference, and we're going to be just dealing with issues. And the theme of their conference is just between us, putting it together. So as women, you know how we need to sort of get it together. Friday and Saturday. On Friday night, they have a special thing where the older women get together with the younger women and we share ideas, and that's great. On Saturday, I'm the keynote speaker at the luncheon, and I'm looking so forward to that because one of the things I like to do is share and inspire. So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll have a lot of fun as we talk about issues, and it will give me a chance to share some things as a psychologist, but most of all, just as a person, as a woman that understands the struggle. I'll also be talking about my book, you know, The Single Married Woman. And in that book, you know, as I don't know if you've had a chance to get it or not, but it's on Amazon.com. One of the things, and it'll be sold there, one of the things I deal with is all the roles women play.
Yes.
We play so many roles, we get overwhelmed. So we'll be talking about a little bit of all of that. And then there's a nice mixer on Saturday evening, which gives you a chance to just socialize and talk and meet people and network. And then, of course, on Sunday, there's the church service. And I am looking so forward to that because my understanding, it is a fantastic church, fantastic people, and I'm looking forward to being there.
Yes, indeed. It's the 7th Annual Women's Conference and Retreat, just between us.
Absolutely. You know, we do it all. And it used to be that we, you know, we used to brag, yeah, I can do it all. But sometimes we have to pull off the super cape, you know, the superwoman's
yes.
cape. We just have to slowly walk away and understand that it's not about doing it all. It's about finding a balance in what we do. And
right.
we have to be balanced. We have to be balanced emotionally. We have to be balanced physically and also spiritually. So all three of those have an impact on who we are and how we manage our day.
Indeed. And you've worked with people all across the board. You've worked with celebrities, entertainers, athletes. You have the same issues across the board, whether they be a celebrity or just an average person like me.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times we see celebrities and we go, wow, they have all those things and they look so glamorous and they're so beautiful and they're so exciting. But the reality is they have issues.
Yes.
And issues are issues. I don't care if you're rich, if you're poor, if you have not. It doesn't matter. The issues remain the same. And one of the things that I try to help people understand, there is no shame in getting help. Mental health is equally as important as your physical health. And if we ignore our mental health or our mental well-being, then it doesn't matter how great we look on the outside or how physically fit, because mentally, you know, we're falling apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. An evening with Dr. Sherry. We're speaking with Dr. Sherry Blake. She will be here with Lane Metropolitan CME Church, their Women's Fellowship Ministry, June 7th and 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Twinsburg. And it's going to be such a great event. And we're talking to Dr. Sherry today, talking about her new book, talking about being a therapist and how the theme of the conference is just between us, pulling it together. And that's what we need to do. And Dr. Sherry is going to share with us an evening with Dr. Sherry. Now, Dr. Sherry, I want to talk more about your book.
Okay.
The Single Married Woman. And like you said, because just tell us about the book and why you wrote this book.
You know, so many women, you know, we, again, struggle with multiple roles. And you say, how can you be a single married woman? So many of us are married. Women want to be married. They want the family. They want the children. And they have a husband that they love. But the husband's there, but he's not really there. You know, he's contributing, right, but he's not really contributing, you know, in that you're still doing it all. You're picking up the children. You're cooking. You're cleaning. You're folding clothes. And he may be there. And he may be watching TV. And he may even help if you ask him. But why do you have to go there? And so what I do is help women understand what is going on, because so many women develop inappropriate coping skills to deal with their stressors. And so the book really highlights four different women and their struggles and their journey. And what I do is share their stories. I analyze what's going on. And then I give tidbits in terms of helping. Because so often we can see ourselves in others, but we can't see ourselves, you know, for what we are doing.
Right, right.
And so that's what the book is about, and it's an easy read. It's fun. I wanted to write a book that you can drop in your purse, that it wouldn't take you a month to read. You can read this in a couple of hours or so. And also, you know, you can identify with those issues, because those issues are really real. And a lot of times it's not that men, it's not a male bashing book. Let me say that. It is not a male bashing book. This is a book that even if men read this book, they'll go, oh, okay, maybe, and now I understand why she may feel overwhelmed. Because
right,
so often, you know, we say, you know, he just doesn't understand. He doesn't talk to me. Well, men talk. They just don't often talk to us because they're talking to other people.
Right.
They're talking in a barbershop. And we talk, too, but we also talk to their own people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn to communicate. We have to learn appropriate coping skills.
Indeed, yeah. You said it's not a male bashing book, because
no,
we don't want the men to start calling and say, hey, Dr. Sherry, you bashing the fellas. But no, and that's so important to understand, because I talk to women all the time. And it's interesting that, you know, they're married, but there's that disconnect, and they're trying to, how do I get reconnected with my husband just in conversation? So that's part of the discussion, an evening with Dr. Sherry on June 8th at the Women's Fellowship Ministry for Lane Metropolitan CME Church to open up the dialogue.
You know, and this is a great opportunity, because this is one of those, you can have your own personal mini therapy session free of charge other than the cost of registering for the conference. And I am open to answering questions and helping people at least find a direction. Because so often you think, I'm alone. I'm the only one with that. No, you're not. If you have a question, believe me, someone else has that same issue. So share it. Come out, share it, ask, and we'll discuss it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to an evening with Dr. Sherry, June 8th at the Hilton Cleveland East in Beechwood. Dr. Sherry is joining us for the Women's Fellowship Ministry from Lake Metropolitan CME Church, June 8th. And if you would like to register for an evening with Dr. Sherry, call 216-391-9368. That's 216-391-9368. The theme of the conference, Just Between Us, Pulling It Together. Dr. Sherry, I want to thank you for joining us. But before you go, I want to ask you now, you've been featured all over the TV. And like I said, just recently, Braxton Family Values with the Braxton Sisters and the Real Housewives. So what would you, I mean, I guess they have the same issues that we have.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things, I really enjoy working with not only the Braxtons, but Portia and her husband. And unfortunately, I'm sure the media knows by now, you know, there's a divorce in pursuit.
Yes.
However, remember, you only see a little bit when you see me on TV. There's
right,
a lot more that goes on. And, you know, they have issues like everyone else. And I think both of those shows are unique, and they demonstrate that they have similar, you know, they have issues where they need help. And both of them are willing to reach out and say, you know, it's okay to talk about this.
Yes.
It's okay to talk about the fact, in Portia's case, that I had a miscarriage. There are so many women that have had miscarriages, that have had losses, that don't talk about it. Or in the Braxton's case, where communication is an issue. It is okay that you have issues with your siblings, with your family. It's not, the issue is not having the problem. The issue is not doing anything about it. And so one of the things that I'm very grateful for is that they were able to say, hey, we need help. They brought me in, and we're able to process some issues.
Yes.
So, and that's what it's all about.
And it is indeed a process. And then being a celebrity adds an additional layer of stress, if you will, an additional layer of something else that has to be dealt with before you can actually deal with the surface issues.
Absolutely. One of the things with celebrities and athletes and people that are high profile is that a lot of times they feel like they can't get help because everything is under a microscope. You know, we have issues and, you know, we have a bad relationship, we break up, we move on. Well, you know, they have a bad relationship, and it's all over every magazine. It's all over every, you know, TV show. So it makes it very difficult for them sometimes to seek help. So I am really applauding those that have said, hey, it's okay, because you know what? You don't have to struggle. And I don't care if you're a celebrity or a blow Joe on the street corner. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
You know, help is available.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to it. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Blake. She is the therapist to the stars. Does she have all the answers? You might want to find out. She'll be here June 8th at the Hilton Cleveland East in Beechwood, an evening with Dr. Sherry. And if you would like to register, call Lane Metropolitan CME Church at 216-391-9368. Dr. Sherry, is there anything that you would like to leave with us?
I would like to say I am looking forward once again for to share information with Cleveland, and most of all to meet people that have been following me, because I really appreciate the support and I am here to help. And you can always, in addition to that, follow me on tweet me at Dr. Sherry Online, or Facebook me at Dr. Sherry Online fan page. Or, you know, of course, I'm always on Instagram. You know, we all, and I love sharing pictures, and people
yes.
send me pictures. And we have a newly designed website, which should be up before I get to Cleveland, and that's www.drsherryonline.com. So I say, come on out, Cleveland. Not only will you learn a lot, you'll have fun, and you'll be able to network and share. And again, I am just really happy that the church is reaching out to the community, because they're there too. But again, looking forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. The theme is awesome. Just between us, pulling it together. And that's what we're going to do June 7th and 8th. Thank you, Dr. Sherry.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
It's been a pleasure.